Welcome into Big Time Hoops Overtime Sessions, Episode 3. I'm Taylor Mannix here, back again today. And joining us today, she is a two-time Maine High School State Champion from Greeley, the 2019 Miss Maine Basketball, also a three-time Gatorade State Player of the Year nominee, four-time State All-Star and first-team selection, led the Western Maine Conference in scoring in all 4 years, also a four-year team captain as well, scoring 1,948 points. Anna DeWolf of Greeley. Anna DeWolf, thank you so much for joining myself and Greg Levinsky today, who we will introduce in just a second.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Great to have you. And a special guest with me to help along with this interview. We always love to bring the Big Time Hoops family into this, so it's not just me having all the fun. Greg, welcome back as always, my friend.
It's always good to be here.
Always good to be here. And again, this should be a really fun conversation. Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And I'll just ask you straight up to start off. How are things? You just mentioned to us you're finishing up school. You're finishing up some classes. How's everything at South Bend since the season ended?
It's good. I mean, I'm helping my coaches with some of the recruits coming in as grad transfers, so that's been fun. Kind of see that side of the basketball world. Finishing up classes, like you said, I have finals in a couple weeks. Gonna get that master's degree, so I'm excited.
What's the master's in?
Management.
So we could talk about the season at hand, but I think we're also curious what happens after college. So I kind of going to go in reverse chronological order here. Like, what, once finals are over, are you going to keep playing basketball?
That's the goal. I recently signed with an agent to play overseas.
Cool.
Not exactly sure where. It's still in the early process of it, but definitely trying to figure that out.
That's really exciting, and I know everybody up here in Maine is going to be really excited to hear that, because we've all been rooting for you, been following you very much so through this college career, and I know a lot of us would love to follow you into playing in Euros. Is there any destinations for you in particular? I know obviously maybe you might not have total say in where you ended up, but if there's anywhere in Europe you could go, is there any destination maybe on your mind you'd love to be able to experience?
I'm really open for anything. I think just the best opportunity that makes the most sense for me personally, and being in a good culture and the basketball, that's what's really important to me, just like how I made my decision to transfer to Notre Dame. So just staying true to who I am and making sure that the opportunity makes sense to me.
For sure. So you did your 4 years at Fordham, obviously, after Greeley. You have the fifth year because of the pandemic that all the kids that were playing that year got. And you just mentioned that you've been working with your coaches on, you know, some of the people coming in as grad transfers. You did this a year ago. You know, when you put your name in that portal, how quickly did your phone blow up? And what was the experience like to go through that re-recruitment process, if you will, while still in college?
Onto the recruiting process in high school is a lot different. Going through the portal as a senior in college. I felt like I was way more mature. I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew what I wanted to get out of my fifth year. I think going in as a freshman, I mean, my parents didn't play Division I sports, so they didn't really know exactly what to look for either. But I think as I grew up and matured in my undergrad, I knew exactly what I wanted out of my fifth year. So that really helped going through the portal. Like I said earlier, I base everything off of the people that I'm putting in my corner and who's going to be by my side at the end of the day. And I always try to put great people on my side because that's what's important to me most. And that's exactly what I did here at Notre Dame. I have best friends, coaches that will be in my life forever. And just super grateful for that.
Yeah, and I find that, and that's awesome. And how did that positive experience, have you found that you've been giving a lot of that advice out to a lot of these now grad students that may be coming in? I mean, what advice are you giving out the most to, now that you're in kind of the other position?
Exactly that. Like I just said, Coach Ivy and the coaching staff here at Notre Dame are real genuine people. And every time I get to talk to a grad transfer, that's exactly what I say because it's the truth. And I know a lot of coaches in this industry, like, give you what you want to hear, and tell you what you want to hear. And I think it's important to make sure you get a good read of your coaches. And when I talk to the grad transfers that might be transferring to Notre Dame, that's exactly what I say. It's just our coaches are authentic, they're real, and they're great human beings off the court. And that's what's important. If that's important to them, then they should definitely come to Notre Dame.
It's kind of interesting. I feel like we always hear coaches saying in this kind of era of college basketball, like the transfer portal is a wild west, NIL, all this stuff. But we don't hear the student athletes talk about that a lot. Like, does it feel like from your perspective, whether you, when it was last year when you were in the portal or now kind of seeing it from a different side, like, does it feel like the wild west to you, or does it feel kind of just, you know, the same as it always has throughout your college career?
I think it's just like, it's important to know what you want. If you're leaving a school because you're not making enough money or you're not playing a lot, or everyone's different, everyone has a different story. And for me, it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about how much money I was going to make in NIL wherever I went. Like, that was actually the bottom of my list. I could care less how much I made this year. And what really stood out to me about Notre Dame was we didn't even talk about NIL when I came on my visit. My first conversation about NIL was actually when I got here. And that wasn't why I was transferring. That wasn't why I wanted to take a fifth year. And I think a lot of coaches think that that's why people are transferring. And I know that that's a really big part of college basketball now, and obviously we all deserve it, but I don't think it's the best reason to be leaving or to be going somewhere. And I think that's really important. I hope the future of college basketball doesn't turn into that, because it's just going to turn into who's going to make the most amount of money. Like I said, it's really important, and we deserve that as college athletes, but sometimes it's not the most important thing.
Right, and I think, Anna, you nailed it. That's what a lot of fans in college sports enjoy the most about it, is the purity of it. The money's not really what's important. It's about, as you pointed out, your passions in education or anything else other than really money. And it's so great to hear that you followed your heart and led with your heart and found yourself at Notre Dame and had so much success. And I'm interested to dive in a little bit to you and Coach Ivy, because I was watching, obviously, very intently, like many of us Mainers were when you were playing in the tournament. And there was a shot that you hit, and you and Coach pointed right over at each other. And it was such a cool moment from us back at home sitting on our couches, seeing you and your coach point to each other after such a big shot that you made goes down. And it just really exhibited the love that you two had for each other. And to me, the trust as well in a big situation for you to take the shot and hit it. What kind of relationship did you guys have? And again, can you maybe expand upon that moment in the tournament when you did hit that shot and, of course, showed Coach Ivy the love?
I know, for sure. That actually was one of the highlights of my season. Me and Coach talk about that all the time. Like, I wanted the ball. Like, I demanded the ball in that moment, and I just thought it was super special that she poured all of her trust into me in that moment. And to be able to knock it down really was just super special. She trusts every single one of us, every person on the bench, every person on the court. I think a lot of times coaches don't give their players that kind of trust, and in playing for Coach Ivy, she definitely does. And it just shows that moment. I don't even have to say much more other than that moment just shows that the trust that she has for her players and the fun that she brings out of the game of basketball for you. I'm not going to sit here and say I truly enjoyed my undergrad experience in the basketball court, but to be able to find the love for the game again, playing for Coach Ivy, was something super special. And I felt like in undergrad, I obviously loved basketball, but it wasn't exactly the most fun experience I had. I mean, I felt I'm finished business when I was at Fordham. And to be able to come here and truly find my love for the game because of Coach Ivy, because of my teammates, because of the coaching staff, is super special. The fact that I'm playing, or I want to play more basketball, is just so exciting and super special to me.
Did you think that you weren't going to want to play more basketball after?
I think if you had asked me like my sophomore year at Fordham, that I would say there's no way. Like, there's no way. Just because of like what I had to go through at Fordham. And I think I wasn't playing for the right reasons. I was fearful. Like, I don't know. There's a lot to unpack there, and we don't have to get into that, but be able to find the love of my game, and I can truly say it's because of my coaches and my teammates here at Notre Dame.
That's so cool to hear, and obviously we had so much fun watching you throughout the year. There were so many games that were on TV. Like, I remember I watched the game, were you guys in France the first game of the year?
Yeah.
You're in Paris, you know, you're on ESPN all the time. I was in Florida. I was like, oh my god, I know that girl, like she's from Maine, and what was the experience like just playing at, you know, one of, if not the most, you know, storied athletic universities in the country? And what was the community like, and how was the experience just being in that environment? Because I'm sure it was really special.
Yeah, I mean, special is a word to definitely describe it. Sometimes I couldn't even believe that I was here and playing at this level. And playing in front of so many fans and going to the mall and people recognizing you. Like, it was just, it really is cool. Like, it's just, it's crazy to think back to when I was in elementary school or grade school, just playing with my teammates and just having fun and, like, being able to come out and play at this stage and just enjoy it just as much as I did when I was a little kid is super special and really allowed me to reflect back to just why I started playing basketball, just because of the pure joy that I had for it and playing for my teammates. And yeah, like I said, it was just super special and super cool, a really amazing opportunity, and I definitely will forever be grateful for it.
Yeah, and of course, you know, just some of the accolades that you acquired while you were at Notre Dame. You guys obviously won the ACC Tournament Champion, which I definitely want to ask you about next, but you were one of two Irish players to start all 35 games, averaging 8 points, two assists, in 29 minutes played with an unbelievable field goal percentage of 45.3%. And of course, you had a couple massive games as well down the stretch, especially at Florida State, when you knocked down 6 3-pointers to win in double overtime and had 24 points, the most that you put up in that uniform, along with scoring 2,000 career points at Pittsburgh. Just kind of talking about all those moments, which one out of them is maybe one of your favorites that you have of them? I know the ACC Tournament Championship's probably right at the top, but if you can maybe talk about some of those memories there and share how much, share what they were like in the moment for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I can really think of an exact moment that was like my favorite, or an exact game that was my favorite, like individually. I think, like, as a team, I think just playing with such talent, playing with Hannah Hidalgo, playing with Sony Citron, like, playing with such talent at this level was fun. Like, I truly enjoyed playing with my teammates and me alongside them doing their thing and me doing my thing. Like, it just was super special. I know, like, obviously, I was always the go-to person. I had to score 20-something points a night. Like, wasn't like that here. And I felt a lot less pressure playing at Notre Dame and just being able to be, like, the glue and the leader out there. And that was my time. It was my time. And when I had to score, I had to score. Like, it wasn't that every single night. And I truly enjoyed that. Like, being able to, for anyone's given night, every single night, and it wasn't the same person every single night, which was super cool because it just shows how talented we were, we are, and my team will continue to be. Yeah, it was just super cool to be able to play with such talent beside me, and friendships that we had off the court was that much more special.
I know that you talked about unfinished business, which I think when we interviewed you on the show in the fall, it was, you know, you really wanted to play in the NCAA tournament, which obviously you did, and you won a couple of games. So, I mean, the business was, you know, somewhat finished. I'm sure you guys also, you know, had legitimate thoughts of a national championship and going on a really long run. But, you know, now that there's been not a ton of time, but some time since the NCAA tournament, you know, what were your reflections from your experience to be able to be a part of that and achieve that dream?
It was really cool. I had no regrets about my college careers because I met amazing people. I wish I had it a little bit longer, though. I wish I could have gone to the tournament a couple more times because one was definitely not enough. But I have no regrets. Like I met, like I said, I met amazing people at Fordham. I had a great experience with my teammates, my friends, my coaches. So I don't regret anything. But if I could do it again, I think that I would want to play in the tournament a little bit longer and a little bit, a couple more years. So definitely something that everyone deserves to accomplish. I mean, I wish everyone could go to it because it's really that cool and that special, but definitely is hard. It's a hard challenge. Playing teams you've never seen before, doing scouts on teams that you've never seen. It definitely was super cool, super amazing opportunity and amazing experience to be able to play, showcase my skills at that level. But yeah, something that I'll always remember and something I'll always cherish. The memories we made together.
When you're in that experience, like, are you feeling the oohs and ahs that you're feeling now, or is it really just like business as usual in terms of basketball preparation, or does it really feel different, you know, from everything throughout the experience?
I don't know. I mean, you're in March Madness, so you're just really kind of focused on your team, your success, your scout, the teams you're playing. your side of the bracket. I mean, you can't really look too far ahead, obviously. In the middle of it, you're just trying to, for me, for my only year being there, like, I was just trying to take it all in and just reflect on how grateful I am to have this opportunity, how lucky I am to be able to be part of such a historic program and play at that level. And, yeah, I was just trying to really take it all in.
Yeah, and taking all into a moment in women's basketball as well that really captivated the country. Obviously, you were playing, you know, around the likes of Caitlin Clark and that. What for you, I mean, how fun has this been, too, for you to see the growth of the women's game and know that you're also a part of it, especially here in the state of Maine, but also nationally with what you've done at Notre Dame?
It was really cool. I mean, obviously, you said Caitlin Clark's name, but I was alongside Hannah Hidalgo all year.
Exactly.
And I got to be able to talk about her all year to the media and be able to answer all kinds of questions about her. And she is one of the faces of women's basketball, and she's doing exactly what she should be doing. And I think that everyone deserves that opportunity. And the way that they have changed the women's game is insane. Some of these big-time names, including Mackenzie Holmes, is really cool to see and really cool to be a part of. I think there's obviously a lot of room to grow and to change, but there's definitely been strides in the right direction. And I think it's really cool to look back and think that I was part of that and be able to have teammates with my teammates is really cool and something super special that I'll always look back on and think about, because we are changing the game. And this year was super, super cool to see that and reflect on that.
Yeah, and I believe it was Paige Beckers who actually said that the next step for the game is that, you know, it's not just the stars like the Hannah Hidalgos or the Anna DeWolfs, like,
exactly,
or something like that. Like, the role players also start to get some love. Did you agree with her statement on that? And how do you think that that next step happens for the growth in the women's game?
I think she hit it right on the head. I mean, she understands that role players are just as important as her role. I mean, Gino says it too. Everyone says it. Like, if you understand basketball, that if you're a role player, you're just as important as your star player. And I think everyone deserves that opportunity. But they're obviously getting the media that they deserve because they are who they are and they're doing what they are doing. And Hannah coming in, breaking all kinds of not only Notre Dame records but national records, she deserves that just as much as the role player. I mean, I agree with that 100% that everyone's just as important, but they deserve it too. I mean, they're completely changing the women's game, and it's something that definitely should be honored. And then the role players are just as important too. I mean, it's funny because I think her statement just speaks to the kind of person that Paige is, because a lot of people get caught up in the media. And I think for her to say something like that, it just speaks to the type of person and the person that she is, which is really cool to see, because she's clearly a really good person off the court too.
So, I mean, and I think in terms of the women's game in Maine, you know, we've loved it for a long time, from Cindy Blodgett on through to people like you and Mackenzie, Emily Esposito, and players to come. You know, I guess I'm just curious your perspective on the women's game in Maine, and kind of if it's, you know, have felt that the popularity has kind of followed the trend, or if we were ahead of the game, behind the game, you know, from your perspective, you know, as one of the faces of Maine women's basketball, you know, what you think about that.
Yeah, I think sorry.
No worries.
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, we're good.
I just started calling. Someone called me.
No problem.
I think I'm hoping that me and Mackenzie have done, especially Mackenzie at the highest stage, we've set a good example for folks back home that can see that if you work hard and you're a good person and you put good people in your corner, you can really do anything. Especially if you work hard. And I think that's like one of the reasons why I play basketball, is to be able to give back to the girls back home at Maine. And when I was a little kid, I admired all the high school players. I admired Allie Clement. She was one of my biggest role models growing up, and to be able to go in her footsteps and follow her path and her paved the way for me, it's something I really was thankful for, because she set such a good example for me. And I hope that me and Mackenzie and the people or the other female athletes that are in college playing basketball or any other sport, honestly, I hope that we can do the same for those little girls back home and be able to be to pave the way for them and hope that they can dream to be like us. And hopefully they, and I see a bright future. I think that if they just work hard, that they can definitely get to this level.
Anna DeWolf again of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Thanks so much for joining us. A 2024 All-AC academic team, three-time first-team All-A-10, two-time WBCA All-American honorable mention and regional finalist, along with a 2023 All-Met first-team, four-time A-10 commissioner's honor roll. We can go down the list as well. Started 111 games in your college career. Anna DeWolf, thanks so much again. It's an honor to speak with you, get your perspective on this stuff, and it's been great to talk to you today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Anna DeWolf again, and Greg Levinsky as well. Thank you so much for coming in and, you know, jumping on this again. It felt like we were back doing the starting five of season one all over again.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. I loved watching Anna in high school, and it's been great to watch her through college and cool to kind of wrap up the career and hear her perspective.
It's been fun. Again, OT Sessions, episode 3. Anna DeWolf, Greg Levinsky, I'm Taylor Mannix. Till episode 4, we'll catch y'all then. Sweet.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Anna, that was unbelievable. That was really incredible stuff. You're just, I loved speaking with you every time. You're so intelligent. You know the game so well.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Hopefully one day I'll be on the court again on the other side of it.
Yeah, bring absolutely. I just wish that we got an Anna DeWolf coming home game like we got a Mackenzie Holmes in Portland.
Hell?
That would have been sick.
Notre Dame should have been coming up here. Cool.
I know. We should have had like the Catholic school open. Notre Dame, yeah. BC.
Different.
I guess Maine's
Holy,
not Catholic.
Throw Holy Cross
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
All right, Anna. Have a great weekend. And good luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you so much.
See
Take
you.
Care.
All right, have a good one.